been meditated upon. Sura of the demigods. Asura, demons. Uraga, snakes. Sita, inhabitants of Sita Loka. Gandharva, inhabitants of Gandharva Loka. Vidyadhara, Vidyadharas. Muni, and of great sages. Ganahai, by groups. Anavarita, constantly. Mada Muddhita, delighted by intoxication. Vikrita, moving to and fro. Vivvada, rolling. Lochanaha, whose eyes? Sulalita, excellently composed. Mukadaka, of speech. Amritena, by the nectar. Apyayamanaha, pleasing. Saparshada, his own associates. Vibhura Yuttapatin, the heads of the different groups of demigods. Uparim Lana, never faded. Raga, whose luster. Nava, ever fresh. Tulasika, of the Tulasi blossoms. Amuda, by the fragrance. Madhu Asavena, and the honey. Madhyan, being intoxicated. Madhu Karavrata, of the bees. Madhura Gita, by the sweet singing. Shriyam, which is made more beautiful. Vajayantim, the garland named Vajayanti. Swang, his own. Vanamalam, garland. Nilavasaha, covered with blue garments. Eka Kundalaha, wearing only one earring. Halakakuti, on the handle of a plow. Krita, placed. Subhaka, auspicious. Sundara, beautiful. Bhujaha, hands. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha Indraha, the King of Heaven. Varana Indraha, the elephant. Eva, like. Kanchanim, golden. Kaksham, belt. Udara Lila, engaged in transcendental pastimes. Ivarti, wears. Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, the demigods, the demons, the Uragas, serpentine demigods, the Siddhas, the Gandharvas, the Vidyadharas, and many highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, He holds a plow on his back with his two beautiful and well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly King Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vaijayanti garland of ever-fresh tulasi blossoms around his neck. Bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of the tulasi flowers hum very sweetly around the garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his magnanimous pastimes. So there's no purport to this text, so I'm going to read the next text quickly. And its purport. Don't have that much time, but... Yaisha eva manushuto jayamano umukshunam nari kala karma vasana grahitam avidyamayam hridaya grantim sattva rajas tamomayam antaridyam gatashu nirvinati tashanubhavan bhagavan swayambhuvo naradasaha tumburuna sabhayam brahmana asang shlokayam asa. If persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Ananta Deva from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of the cyclic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarshan, the Lord enters the cores of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of the material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narada Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Ananta Deva in his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. So, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. None of these descriptions of Lord Ananta Deva are imaginary. They were all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma, and the great Saint Narada, along with his companion, Tumburu, distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta. And therefore the word Samshlokayam Asa, praised by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to the disciplic succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada, Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all devotees in the Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic, and thus they are benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature, namely, or especially, the modes of Rajas, passion, and Tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there's no question of his becoming purified of this contamination. So, Om Ganat Timidanda Shag, and then Janal Shalakaya Chakshuddha Minitam Yena, Tasmai Shigurveena Maha. So, here Prabhupada talks about the contamination due to one's desire to dominate this material creation. And, of course, the material creation belongs to Krishna. So, when one desires to dominate something, one definitely has many, many experiences, frustrating experiences. Because when you want to dominate someone or something that you can't, that's indomitable, in other words, you can't dominate, you're going to continually be frustrated, miserable, traumatized. I mean, there's so many things. And all these different experiences, impressions, or attempts to dominate the material creation are impressed upon the subtle body of the living entity. Yeah, that's called Linga Sharira, the subtle body of the living entity, from one life to another. So Prabhupada talks about this. It's interesting. Prabhupada talks about it as being garbage. He uses this word. And he uses it not only garbage, he says a huge accumulation of garbage. I mean, this is, he clarifies this, you know, huge. I mean, the word huge means humongous, you know, very big. Inconceivable accumulation of garbage created by the three modes of material nature. In other words, the impressions in one's heart are just like a huge mound of garbage that have been created by your connection, Karanam Guna Sangasha, Sadasad Janma Jonishu, by the connection with the modes of nature through many births. So if you have a huge accumulation of garbage, usually you get depressed and you don't want to clean it. Isn't it like if you go into your house and you just say, I mean, just garbage piled up, you just basically want to get rid of the house and get a new house. At least that's the philosophy nowadays. If something breaks down, something is just too dirty, you just get another one. So, therefore, the only way to purify, get rid of this garbage is by having, in other words, you can't do it yourself, by calling in the person who can get rid of all the garbage, and that's Krishna. It's not that Krishna's a garbage collector or anything like that. We don't want to typify him like that. But in other words, it has to be burnt to ashes. You have to burn the garbage. It's like an incinerator. And if you don't burn the garbage, it's interesting. If you don't burn it, it's like the seed that may appear to be dormant, and it'll sprout eventually. In other words, it's like bugs. Let's say you got bugs in your house. You got a lot of bugs in your house, and you just keep throwing them out one by one, but you didn't realize there's a whole bunch of eggs in the house at the same time. You know, because these bugs, especially cockroaches and everything, they lay these egg sacs. You ever seen a cockroach's egg sac? And they must have like 1,000 little cockroaches in the egg sac. And you get rid of the cockroaches and the egg sacs are still around, and then all of a sudden the next day you find another 1,000 cockroaches. So you gotta get rid of the egg sacs. So in the same way, it's described that devotional service, the process of hearing, is like frying the desire seed. Because if you don't fry a seed, the seed will actually eventually fructify when it's watered. And so in order to fry that seed, one has to receive the transcendental sound vibration, just like we hear, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahad Bhakti Nirapanam, cleanses the heart, fries the seed. You know, that's not a literal translation. But one has to receive it from someone, as Prabhupada says here in the purport, in disciplic succession. And that means a bona fide disciplic succession. We can always ask someone, where have you gotten your knowledge from? What is your disciplic succession? Not what is your seminal succession. Sometimes in India, a seminal succession is considered more important. In other words, seminal means, like what family, what is your gotra? That's a seminal succession. Isn't it? I'm a Sharma. I'm a Trivedi. I'm a Topiwala. That's not, and Topiwala means a hat salesman. Anyway, so, so someone is known by their family name. Just like I told that story yesterday about that sage who refused to accept water from a Shudra, I mean an outcast, and that Shudra actually was Lord Indra offering the sage nectar. You know that story from the Mahabharata? And you know, so because the sage was in so much Maya at that point, thinking that someone who's actually known by their body rather than by the soul, that a sage lost the opportunity to take the nectar. So anyway, so we're interested in disciplic succession from Krishna, because Krishna is the only one who can come up with religious principles, dharmam, dasakshat, bhagavat, pranitam. So in other words, you have to be able to trace out your succession back to Krishna, not simply back to, you know, some baba or, you know, whatever. It has to come all the way from Krishna, so we can trace it back. You know, the Brahma Sampradaya, Lord Brahma heard from Krishna, or the Rudra Sampradaya, Lord Shiva heard from Krishna, or Lakshmi Sampradaya, Lakshmi heard from Narayan, or Kumara Sampradaya, the Kumaras heard from Lord Narayan. And in this way we know it's bona fide. But not only does the knowledge have to be coming through disciplic succession, but we have to be connected through to the disciplic succession by service. We have to be following. In other words, we can hear the knowledge but not realize it. We can repeat like a parrot, but unless we're actually connected by serving the previous acharyas, then we're not really understanding. We're not liberated by the knowledge. We're not purified by the knowledge. So it's not only receiving knowledge, it's how you receive the knowledge, what you do with the knowledge, how you serve the disciplic succession. That's why Krishna says in the Gita, Tadvini Pratipatena Parivachanena Sevaya, that one, if one wants to attain knowledge, or one wants to get purified, as in the case here, then one has to inquire submissively, hear the knowledge, of course, and render service. And render service means doing what the object of service wants you to do. Not what you want to do for the object of service, but the object of service wants you to do for them. In other words, what the guru wants you to do for them. You understand? It's very easy. Like Prabhupada said, I mean, getting to the point that I just wanted to make in class, like Prabhupada said, you know, you should serve his mission. So, if you're actually serving Prabhupada's mission, then you're connected to Prabhupada. And if you're not serving Prabhupada's, and Prabhupada's mission, of course, is ISKCON. And we're not talking about in a mundane sense, you know, you just have to become a card-carrying member or whatever of ISKCON. But the point is, if you really want to be connected to the disciplic succession, you have to carry out the orders of Prabhupada, which is serving the International Society for Krishna, or remaining in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada actually said, one who thinks he's becoming Krishna conscious without the society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then he's living in an hallucination. When one's hallucinating, one can think they're very Krishna conscious. Like we've seen people in Radha Kund who think they're very Krishna conscious, but not to criticize them, you know, that I don't think that they're very Krishna. Not everybody. I mean, there's some people, not Krishna, but everybody. Because they're projecting their own material understanding. In other words, they're feeling ecstasy because they're thinking internally or feeling that the relationship between Radha and Krishna is like something, like their own loving relationships. Like when my mother hears about mundane loving relationships, she cries, she exhibits symptoms of ecstasy. When she saw that movie, Love Story, my mother cried. She had symptoms of ecstasy. So in the same way, one can project, this project is like mundane understanding upon Radha and Krishna, and just feel all like gooey and all wonderful. But actually it's a material feeling if he's not connected with disciplic succession. Anyway, on that happy note, okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glorious Prabhupada. Radhika Lokananda Ki Jai.